Hello and welcome to the One Uppers podcast, episode 24. I'm not sure, but we took like a 2-week break because One Up's been kind of like buggy, and I've been kind of lazy, so I've not been up on the episodes. But we got a new guest all the way from England, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Hello, my name is Louis. On the One Up website, I'm Lou Chu. And, you know, it's a pleasure to be here. It's great.
All right. We usually start out with what you've been playing, and I'll let you go first.
Okay. I've been playing mostly Burnout Paradise, which is, you know, a bit late coming, really, because it came out, what, January or something? But, yeah, it's been good. It's been a very enjoyable experience. One of the best racing games, I think, that's perhaps come out on the console. For a while.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, my past, like, two guests have been playing that. So I've been pretty much expressed all the thoughts I could ever put on that game. I'm not really a fan of Burnout. I mean, I liked it, but I've never been that excited for another sequel. And I don't have a 360 or PS3 right now, so really had to wait, if ever, so.
See, I think with the next-gen upgrade, it's really taken kind of its own direction on things now. Because in the last series, it was just kind of, it was straightforward, bash and crash into people, that kind of stuff. Whereas with this one, there's more game modes integrated into it. And there's a far more open kind of environment involved. So it just feels a lot more, well, just interesting on a whole, basically.
Is that it?
Well, I'm perpetually playing Call of Duty 4, but I'm like one of about 15 billion people on Earth who are playing it at the same time, so that's not big news, really.
Alright, guess I'll just go into what I've been playing. If you ever got to know me on 1UP, you know I like Smash Brothers and Nintendo a lot, so I've been eagerly awaiting Super Smash Brothers Brawl to come out for the past like 6 years, so went to GameStop's midnight launch, waited there for like, I got 10:30, and at 11 they got everybody to pay their stuff off. But before that, like, we got to play Brawl, but they didn't have any like classic controllers or even GameCube controllers to play with, so we had to play with like nunchucks and Wiimotes, which I guess they use for the tournaments. And God, that control scheme sucks. Ugh.
Is it really that hard?
I mean, it's not like it's that bad. It's just awkward. It's kind of like, how could I put it in words? It's like trying to play a first-person shooter on, like, different controls than you would play. Like, if you play inverted, you would have to play inverted. Sort of like that. I can't really come up with a good analogy for it.
Like playing an FPS with your nose or something like that.
Yeah.
It's something incredibly uncomfortable. Yeah.
I haven't played it with a Wiimote. Well, I eventually did, but it was just basically just running, putting the character to the right side of the screen so I can do Snake's codec without getting troubled. But I haven't really seriously gone with the Wiimote control, but it's not that great. Played with a GameCube controller, but the classic controller, I haven't used it yet, but I think it works fine. I really need to go and test that thing out, but at the midnight launch, they got everybody to wait like an hour outside in the cold while everybody who worked there inside was doing whatever. There's about
just like pointing out the window at everyone and just laughing.
Oh, well, we couldn't see them because we're like, it was like in like a little shopping center kind of thing, so we're kind of like in front of like a little checking the cash little place and right. A Lens Crafters, which is a little glass, they make glasses. But they had one guy who worked there out in the sidewalk, and he was handing out shit like upcoming Wii games and a coupon off like $5 if you pre-order Mario Kart Wii or something like that. But they were asking trivia to get the top 5 spots in line, and like the first question was, what was the longest running comic based on a video game? Do you know the answer?
Longest running comic based on a video game. Sonic.
That's correct. I didn't know. I was like...
Is it really?
I was like, Pokemon? I really didn't know. I mean, yeah. A lot of comics kind of do, like, the spin-offs. Like, there'll be, like one based on a game or the cartoon series, something like that.
Right. I remember reading the Sonic comics when I was, like, 10 or 11, so that's the only instinct that kind of came to mind.
Apparently there are, like, 175 issues of this thing, so...
Wow. Well, I've not seen many lately, so they must be on the underground or something. Sonic got really hard.
But I got the second question right. What was the best-selling video game of all time that wasn't a part of a bundle? Do you know what it is?
Super Mario Brothers 2.
No, Super Mario Brothers 3.
Ah, one off.
Then they started asking other questions what was the first survival horror game? And I was like, Alone in the Dark. He had, like, a big book. It was called, like, the Video Game Records or something. It was something Barnes & Noble is going to sell. And it should be out on their shelves right now.
Is it like that Guinness World Records book that's specific to gaming?
Yeah. And I also got another question right, just for fun. It was, what was the only game or the first game that was based on a movie that was based on a game?
Well, that question alone confuses the crap out of me, so... I have no real answer to it.
Well, the first and maybe only game based on a movie, based on a game, was Street Fighter, the movie, the game. Because Capcom decided to make a game based on this shitty movie, based on the good game.
Right, yeah, I understand. Yeah, I remember seeing screenshots of that game in a magazine about 10, maybe even more than 10 years ago now. It really did look as bad as the movie.
But,
So maybe they did that on purpose. Maybe they did it just for artistic effect. Just to say, yeah, we made a bad movie. Now we're going to make a bad game to mirror the bad movie.
But I did get a second spot in line. And I was actually first out the door because they had two registers open. And I guess my cashier was faster at getting me out. But I walked out the door. And there was about 50 people waiting outside to get their copy. And like, if I knew somebody was going to clap and rest clap just to be douchebags. And then, once I was about to get out of the parking lot, one guy was like, "Hey, how long did you wait?" And I guess he was one of the people who got there like near midnight, because at least 50% of the line got there like 20 minutes beforehand. So I guess he was thinking that I just camped out there for like 3 hours, but I was like, I was here like 10:30. I got to play Brawl. God, yeah, thought I was hardcore or something. But I would have waited like 3 hours in the cold if I had to. But
You didn't have to.
But I got home, put it in, played for about an hour, and went to sleep. Just because, even though I love Smash Brothers, I don't want to mess up my sleeping schedule. Because if I stay up till like 5, then I'm probably going to be staying up till 5 for a couple days. And I have to work, so whatever.
You go into work just beating the crap out of people you think look like Nintendo characters.
But Brawl's...
Yeah. It's a bad problem.
Brawl's kind of like a good sequel, but not as good as Melee was to the original. I mean, Brawl's pretty much better in Melee in pretty much every way. I mean, there's still some characters and stages that are arguable, but overall, it's still a better game than Melee was. I mean, it's got more characters, more stages, more modes, more stuff to do, and it has online play. But even though it's more evolutionary, it's not going to be as revolutionary as Melee was, because the original compared to Melee was like, it's kind of like getting a car after getting a bicycle, pretty much. I mean, you had fun on your bicycle, but once you got your car, it was like a whole new thing.
Yeah. You didn't have to pedal it, that's the main thing.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
Overall, I'm really enjoying it. I mean, I've played like over my total power time. I'm not going to count play time. It's like over 20 hours right now. So, I mean, I've been working like over 30 hours a week. So I haven't had that much time to play. Right. But I've gotten all the way through the Subspace Emissary, the new adventure mode where you get to play like this little story where these big bad people are like making these little purple cyclone black holes of death, and like everybody gets to suck And then, like, a lot of characters get turned into trophies, and then they have to defeat this new enemy. I'm not going to spoil everything, but it's actually...
That sounds like some sort of dream that Salvador Dali would have or something. Doesn't quite sound like a Nintendo
Final
game.
Final Fantasy VII creator... I mean, not creator. The guy who wrote Final Fantasy VII. And Final Fantasy VIII, IX, X, or... however many he did, but he wrote the story to the adventure mode. Even though it has no dialogue, but... Wait, overall...
that must have been an easy...
Well, there's a lot of action in it, into it. It's kind of like an anime film without the words, pretty much. But it was actually a pretty decent mode. I mean, they could have done a lot more with it. There's a lot of redundant parts to it. Like, at the end, there's a thing called the maze, and you have to search around. It's really just a bunch of old areas copy and pasted together into, like a crisscrossing path. A lot of the original modes, like, were there, like classic mode, all-star mode's there, but you have to unlock it. The thing about unlocking characters, like, in Melee, it took forever to get a lot of them. Like, Mewtwo and Mr. Game & Watch, you had to, like, get, like, 5,000 versus matches or something like that. But, with Substance Emissary, you can get a lot of people. I mean, like, the only people you can't get in there that join your party are, like, Jigglypuff and, Toon Link. Sorry for spoilers there, but,
Right. Everyone's going to be crying now. There's no point in playing the game anymore. It's just...
But once they join...
I'm sure they're not crying.
Once they join the party, then you automatically get them. You don't even have to beat them like you do in the other ways to unlock them, because, like, you play 100 versus matches, you get to unlock... I'm just going to make an example. You get to unlock Captain Falcon. If you beat Captain Falcon, you have him. But in Substation Emissary, you beat him, you got him. I mean, if he joins your party, you got him. He just has to join you in the story. And some characters, you might not get to join your party because you didn't go into the right door or something like that. But the modes is only, like, I've completed under 8 hours, so it's really not that long of a mode, and you can go back, at any stage at any time, so... And you can look the stuff on the internet, so... Whatever. I did get...
Well, I've never played Super Smash, any of them, at all. Is it like an intuitive kind of fighter? Is it as intuitive as people say?
Well, it's kind of like... It's kind of like a... It's not really a fighter, per se. It's kind of like somebody took, like, a platformer, a fighting game, and a party game, and mixed them into one. And it does every... It definitely brings out every aspect of those genres into one. And a lot of people don't know how deep it is because they just play it. Like, they'll just play it for, like, a couple matches and then just go home and they'll be like, oh, that was fun for a while. But once you really get deep into it and know all the stages, know all the characters, and know how to really do all your moves, counterattacks, shielding, it's really, really, it's really deep. But you have to, like, put in a lot more time into it. Just because you don't, like, have to memorize all these moves, doesn't mean it's not a complex fighter. But I can definitely see why people wouldn't like it. But I did get to play online play. Unfortunately, it's not that spectacular right now. I mean, yeah, we had to put frame codes in. That's not that big of a problem. I mean, I just pick up a big list and just take 5 minutes doing it. I don't really mind that. But, like, strangers, you can either put, like, 4 matches or team battle. And it's like 2 minutes with items, any stage. You get to pick your characters. But if, like, you don't get 4 players, like, AI opponents will join in your game. I'm like, okay, why would I want to play with AI opponents? I mean, I have no problem with, like, one-on-one versus one, or 4-player. It doesn't really matter to me, but I kind of really don't like AI. I mean, if I want to play with AI, I can just go offline and do it myself with bots.
Yeah,
but exactly. It's Smash Brothers, so there's a lot of people on. Yeah. So unless like the online's not working that great, or there's just a bad time of night, you're probably going to get 3 or 4 players at once. And the stranger matches work all right. The lags, from what I've gotten, is okay. With friends, I only done one with Nintendo Halo Freak 13. I think that's his exact one-up name, but it was laggy as hell. I mean, I thought I was on a dial-up, pretty much. I did win, though. Barely. I mean, you just...
Right. Was it like watching like a flip book when someone does like little drawings on each page and then just kind of flicks it slowly?
Pretty much. It was like, it gave you time to think out your moves, to say the least. It's kind of like playing...
And then wait 5 minutes to use them.
If you ever want to know what a turn-based fighter is, if it's still lagging like that, then you'll definitely get to know. Yeah. But,
It gives the game a whole new depth, I guess. A whole new kind of meaning.
But if you like Smash Bros. Or like the Wii or like Nintendo, you pretty much need to get Smash Bros. Because it's going to last you enough to satisfy that $50 purchase, for sure. I mean, it might not be the be-all to end-all game like Melee was, or it's going to make PS3 owners or 360 owners jealous, but it's a pretty good game, and that's really all I have to say about it. Hello, and welcome back to the news segment. Welcome back. This is going to be our news segment for episode 24. Lu Chu has returned with us, and I guess we'll get started. The Virtual Console releases for this week were Spelunker for the NES. I heard it's a really hard game. It has some sequels that I heard that were pretty good, but from what I hear, don't download it. You might have to wait for Jeremy Parrish's Retro Roundup to actually get a real opinion on it. But
Or just download it because it has an amazing name. Just download it to look at the name, actually, if anything.
Yeah, it sounds like a sex move.
It sounds like a messy sex move.
Yeah.
You need some tissues if you're going to play Spelunker. Let's put it that way.
A Spelunker all over your chest.
Oh, man, this is strange. Yeah.
Use your own judgment to figure out what that means.
Yeah, just if you have any kind of innocence, you won't even want to try and think about what that means.
There's probably already a sex move named after that.
Yeah, go into, like, YouPorn or something and just type Spelunker. See what comes up.
All right, other release is Super R-Type for the Super Nintendo, and that's a... A kind of a remake of the first and second R-Type for the arcade. Not exactly sure. I kind of looked that up on Wikipedia, but R-Type 3, the third Lightning, is already up on a Virtual Console for every region. So anybody in the world who has access to the Virtual Console can download it. But I'm not a very big R-Type fan, so. I can't really say I can download it, but
No, I can't say anything about it because I've never really played the games. I just know that they seem to appeal to a very specific kind of audience, hardcore audience.
Yeah, people will play it over and over again, learn the patterns.
Yeah,
and by the time they're age of 40, they'll maybe master the game.
Yeah, but, and have nothing really to show for it otherwise. Yeah.
Mario Kart Wii got a release date for the U.S. Japan and Europe already got a release date. It was like April something. But we're getting in April 2, and it's going to be on April 27th for the U.S. Right. So that's good.
That means it'll probably come out in about 4 years in Europe, 9-hour release schedule.
No, it's coming out in Europe before us. Because you're not getting Smash Brothers before us.
Right.
You're not getting Smash Brothers in a long time.
Right. So we'd like to compensate for that, I guess. They're giving us Mario Kart.
You'll probably get a Wii before they get Smash Brothers.
That's true, yeah. I'll get a Wii, and it'll be like 2 years down the line when it's going half price.
But they got some new online details, like two players can play on the same Wii online. Mii's friends can show up on a globe similar to the Weather Channel. Preset messages like good game, nice race, oh man, I messed up, short messages like oh my god, and I guess you could put like lols or fags, gays, you suck,
shut the fuck up.
Yes, but you can only do it with friends because I guess Nintendo's a friend of somebody's mom looking at somebody play their Wii, and then someone, and then you just see like fags and you're gay.
SDFU fag.
Yeah. While you're racing, so and they're also gonna be a channel for it where you can see who's online and records and stuff like that, and you don't need the disc to actually view the channel. Next up, Midway posts a $29.7 million quarter four loss for 2007. And
well, what did they release? I can't put a finger on whatever they had out.
Mortal Kombat Armageddon, I guess.
Really?
Maybe.
Did that even get released? I didn't see it in any shops or anything.
I know it got released in America. It might have been like early 2007.
Right.
But I can't really picture anything Midway released in the past couple of years.
Their glory days have been like a decade ago. They don't seem to be doing anything now.
Yeah, no more of the days of NHL hits or whatever the hell they were putting out. I've never had that many games from Midway ever. And if that, they're probably like two from $10 bargain bins or shit like that.
Yeah, well, they've been given to us by Midway employees just to get us playing the things.
I guess they'll just have to start out putting out those casual games for Wii and DS, I guess.
Yeah.
Seems to help out Majesco a lot.
Yeah. Support the small guy. Give Midway a chance.
Another news bit. Smash Brothers has been reported to not be working on some Wiis. Like, Super Smash Brothers is like the first Wii game that ever had dual-layered. Because DVDs can be dual-layered or single-layered. Singles have a 4-point-something gigs. Dual has 8-point-something gigs. So if you need more data, they'll just give you a dual-layered DVD. But for some reason, some Wiis, probably earlier ones made, are having trouble reading it. Even mine, they've been working fine. You can tell by the loading screens. And you know when it's loading. I mean, they're not long, but you can hear the Wii kind of like struggling a little bit to read it. But
wheezing, just like going, just trying to load up the game.
Yeah, be like,
just random swear words coming out of the box. What the fuck are you doing to me?
But just be careful, everybody. I mean, don't be cussing if you're surprised, because if you hear this episode, you shouldn't be surprised now.
No, you shouldn't.
But you're probably going to be cussing anyway. Microsoft drops the price on European 360s. I haven't gotten, like, the exact numbers or whatever bundles they've been doing, but
I think this may be
a hint to...
I've actually seen this. I've seen a few of the prices. The cheapest I've seen is Xbox... Is it an arcade edition? The one that comes with, like, literally just fuck all, and you get basically just the thing itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going for, like, £150, which I guess would be, like, I don't know, $200 or $220 or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think the arcade pack here runs for, like, $250. I'm not sure.
This
may be hinting to a simultaneous drop around all the worldwide regions, because Japan really needs it, because even now nobody's even playing it. I mean,
they can't pay people to play that, can they? They can't give them away.
At least they're doing better than Xbox One, though.
Yeah. That's like a niche thing for Japanese people. It's like a fondue, basically.
Yeah, most people follow an Xbox in Japan probably are like a... People who live in Europe or America who just live in Japan.
Who moved their Xboxes abroad, yeah.
Next up, the most unnecessary game to be for the Wii and DS, Iron Chef. Yeah, we're going to have a game based on cooking, and it's probably going to suck more than Cooking Mama ever did.
Oh, you see, Cooking Mama, I enjoyed. I enjoyed Cooking Mama on the DS. I like that game.
But,
Iron Chef, I've never even heard of that. I'm guessing it's an American thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a TV show or something like that.
Are the chefs actually made out of iron, or is that just like false advertising?
If they were, I'd definitely be watching that show.
It seems more worth watching than just chefs who claim to be iron but aren't actually iron.
One of us actually has like a trailer from game videos of the game. It's like some random dude's like saying, "We're having Iron Chef for the Wii and DS," and he shows a bunch of food and shit like that. It's just so bizarre.
Here's your Iron Chef. It's a sandwich.
Alright, a lot of Sega fans might have gone to Dreamcast.com in the past, around the time when Dreamcast was actually worth something. But now, you might be want a little, you don't want to go to the website anymore, because Sega really doesn't own it anymore, because some scammers have been, like, getting personal info, pretending to be part of Sega's company, and they've been trying to get people's info by, like, I guess, getting, like, little questionnaires. Maybe they'll say they'll send them something or some crap, but don't go to Dreamcast.com. Simple as that.
Yeah. Sega is now the enemy. Just keep away. They're trying to control us.
Next up, Phoenix Wright is going to hit PCs, and they're going to be ports of the GBA titles that hit Japan, and they're pretty much the Phoenix Wright games that hit DS.
Why?
Cause Phoenix Wright started out on GBA, but by the time they wanted to do American release, they were like, the DS was out, so they were like, we can easily translate this to DS, because Apollo Justice was like the first game to really be made for the DS of the Ace Attorney series. But the PC games are only for Japan right now, so...
I can't imagine why anyone would want to play Phoenix Wright on a PC. It seems
Capcom needs any excuse to port something.
Right, yeah. Are they giving this out for free? Because this could be like a flash game to anyone on a PC.
I mean, they could release something on calculator and be like, and somebody on Capcom's board of directors like, all right, where can we port this to? GBA, okay.
Yeah. Game Boy Color, I'm voting for.
All the news. Alright, my last bit of news, the old side-scrolling shooter 1942, where you play a Japanese fighter in the Pacific, or maybe an American fighter, I don't know, I'm really not paid attention. But,
right. Is that anything like Battlefield, or is this a completely different game?
Doesn't, Battlefield 1942... This is an old side-scrolling shooter, really 8-bit. It was really for arcades, NES, stuff like that. It's going to get a remake on Xbox Live Arcade and PSN. Kind of like Bionic Commando is going to get a full remake instead of like a enhanced port. So it's getting all that high-def, new polygons, stuff like that. I really didn't like 1942. I mean, I played through, like, emulators and stuff like that, but, can't really say I'm
never
excited.
Never even heard of the game.
I'll show you later, so you know.
In a private show.
But I really do want to know which side you actually play as in 1942, the Americans or the Japanese. Or maybe you play as the Japanese shooting down Chinese, maybe.
Or just kamikaze pilots, and like within about 10 seconds, the game finishes.
Cause that'd be really weird. That is a really weird thing, cause you don't Americans don't really want to be shooting up Americans, and I don't think Japanese really want to be shooting up Japanese. Or maybe they changed it for each region, just palette swap.
Well, maybe specialized regions who can shoot each other.
And maybe it's not even based on World War II. Maybe it's just like some pseudo timeline, like Resistance was. We'll have to look that up, but that wraps up news, and when we get back, there will be the community section. Hello, welcome back. This is going to be our community segment for episode 24, and Liu Chu has returned.
Hello.
To end up a perfect entry to the episode, but we don't have much, only 3 threads and a contest, but... Our first thread is by JMail2003. He wrote, "Hey Capcom, why Bionic Commando and not Mega Man?" And he started that thread basically saying, why Bionic Commando is getting a remake and not Mega Man? because maybe Capcom decided Mega Man doesn't need another game
for
once.
Yeah, probably. It's got like about 15,000 anyway, so just take a pick. Take your choice of all of those.
And if they wanted to, they could just port Power It Up. Maybe have to downsize it a little bit to fit on Xbox Live Arcade, but they could still do that. It's pretty much the same thing as Bionic Commando was.
True.
I mean, wow. Capcom actually going to an old series a lot of people love that never got really any sequels, and not doing it for one that's been hoarded out so many times nobody cares.
Yeah, Mega Man probably just feels cheap and expensive to most people. Bionic Commando is like the high class material that nobody's really touched too much.
It's like, hey Disney, why make another Mickey Mouse movie? Why make a Donald Duck movie while you could already make another Mickey Mouse one?
I'm sure Donald Duck's probably just spiraled down into a kind of arch of depression and drug abuse that Mickey Mouse can't possibly rescue him from. So they've just left him alone now.
Our next thread is started by Te Diplomat. Street Fighter 4 character wishlist. It's pretty self-explanatory. Who I'd like to see, there I got like Ryu, Ken, Chun-Li, I think maybe Akuma has been confirmed, I'm not sure. I'd like to see Cammy, Vega, and Bison. That's pretty much all I really would like to see.
Is Dalsim going to be in the new one?
Yes, he will. I got screens of him.
I liked him, he's got big arms.
Any other characters you want to see?
I don't know. I think Cammy and Vega, the two you mentioned, the two that seem like they would go well in that game. Vega especially, because I liked that whole scenery he was in as well, when he was in like the cage, in that Spanish bar or whatever. That was a cool level.
Alright, our last thread is started by Yakity Yak Blah. How would you guys feel about a cel-shaded Counter-Strike? That actually would be a pretty cool idea. I mean,
yeah,
like doing like super high res cell shading, it would be very artistic, kind of like Automotalista was for the racers, except this wouldn't have bad gameplay.
What kind of cell shading are we talking? Like a Team Fortress kind of cartoony cell, or just, I don't know, is it 13 XIII? Yeah,
maybe. I'd prefer both. I mean, I wouldn't really care.
No, but then wouldn't that sort of cross some sort of border with Team Fortress 2? People would try and say that because of the success of Team Fortress 2, they were trying to implant that in Counter Strike or something like that.
Yeah, try to copycat it or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not doubting it probably would look really cool, but Counter-Strike Source is a good standalone game, and Team Fortress 2 is a good standalone game. To, like, amalgamate the two just seems kind of pointless.
Alright, our last little bit is, we had a contest last episode, it was about 2 weeks ago, and the question was, what was the first Kirby game I ever played? And guess what? Nobody entered. Actually got some. The site I host the podcast on, they give me numbers of how many people download the show. I'm sure it's not that accurate, but it was actually one of the highest rated shows we ever had. I mean, it wasn't anything special. I mean, we didn't get like 5,000 downloads or something like that. Not even close, but it was actually pretty decent and worth doing the episode for, but nobody entered. I guess they didn't. Bothered listening to the end, or just forgot.
Or they just don't like Kirby. Or just didn't know.
Or just didn't like Kirby.
I've played Kirby, but over here we have a game called Kirby where we throw a football or a ball of any kind at a curb, and that's basically Kirby.
Kirby with a C, huh?
Yeah, that must be it, yeah. See, I always associated it with the character, but it was obviously with a C, so I was way off.
Alright, take a guess. What was my first Kirby game ever?
Having not really much knowledge of the Kirby series, I'll say the first one.
Actually, the second one. Kirby's Adventure for NES. It was the first one came out on Game Boy, and it was called Kirby's Dream Land, which I haven't ever played. But,
it's probably because it's a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, since nobody entered, I guess we're going to come up with a new question, and since everybody having a little trouble with this one, yeah. I guess we'll just make it a really, really, really easy one that anybody could look up, even if they didn't know it. Mm-hmm. So, what was the first game Mario ever appeared in? Nah, that's really baby easy. If you've pretty much been on 1UP, if you had, like, the motivation to stay on 1UP for, like, more than 2 days, you probably should know this question by heart. And all you have to do is contact me anywhere. On 1UP, AIM.
In the street.
Skype. In the street.
Hey, I know the answer. I know the answer. Get away from me.
That's pretty much it. Give me the question, you'll be put in a random drawing, and if you answer, maybe you'll be the only one, and you'll get a free virtual console game of my choice. I mean, I'll probably give you something good. I mean, I'm not that evil. I mean, I kind of joke around saying I'll give people Urban Champion or something like that, but I'll give you something good. I mean, I can find something, even if it was for like NES or something like that. But that's all you have to do, and I'd like to thank Luchud for coming on.
Hey, no problem. It's been a pleasure.
Probably need some sleep now since it's like almost midnight over his house. I mean, over his place since he's in England.
It is, yeah, but, you know, sleep is for the weak, so maybe I'll just stay up all night and then be really angry in the morning.
All right, that wraps up episode 24, and we are Ghost.